Dish washer.
Yeah, okay, you have to.
Clean them up and wash them.
Okay, and then when you get the, we get the soap all, you have, they're all covered with soap, and then you wanna, and then you have to hold them on your. Okay, and the thing you hold in your hand when you're washing dishes to get the,
Well, you had a wash cloth and you had a dryer, I mean.
Okay, and then the thing you use in the bathroom that you put soap on when you're washing your face. You know, just a piece of cloth or rag.
Oh, yeah. Wash cloth.
Okay, and then the thing you dry with in the bathroom is a
towel.
All right. And the water at the sink comes out the
faucet, I guess.
And how about on the side of the house if you had a
outside faucet, I guess.
All right. And how about on a barrel?
Well, they had what's called rain barrels.
Uh-huh. And how did you get the water out of those?
You mean you're coming off the roof?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever worked out in the field where they bring water out in a barrel.
No. They bring them out in a jug.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
sometimes even in just a bucket.
Now, what I was wondering about is, now faucet is the word you probably usually use, but there's another word that they use instead of a faucet sometimes.
Well, let's see.
Either a spigot or a
spigot? Yeah. And I never hardly seen one of them until I went off to school.
Uh-huh. What's that?
They had a spigot on the outside of the building, you know.
I see. So you'd use the faucet inside the house and the spigot outside.
Yeah.
I see. And then on a barrel, that thing on a barrel that you turn, like on a beer barrel or something, mm-hmm. you get that. Or a water barrel.
Well, is that faucet or no?
Well, could be. Yeah, it's just what you. It's the word you use is what I'm interested in. Now, if the temperature dropped way down and there was water in a pipe and the pipe froze and then the pipe might
leak.
Or that ice expands.
Yeah,
in there.
That's
it expands and then it. Would you say it burst,
burst
or it burst? It burst?
Yeah.
Now, molasses and lard in a store, and you probably made this yourself on the farm, but if you went into a store to buy it, they'd have put up in...
In kegs, I guess.
Okay. And if you were going to pour sugar or salt from a larger container into a smaller one through something like this, you'd call that a... You made something like this.
I can't call it that. It's a sugar bowl, we call
it. Yeah, but when you were pouring it into the sugar bowl, you might make yourself a little
funnel, you know, idea.
And thing you crack to make a horse go.
With.
And if you went to the store and got a dozen oranges, they put them in a...
We call them pokes. They wasn't exactly pokes, but they're bags, wasn't they?
Okay, well, what's the difference between a bag and a poke? That's interesting.
Well, I don't know if there's any difference. It's just whatever you're used to calling it.
All right. Now, what if it was made of cloth and say you've got 25 pounds of meal or something?
Well, that was a sack, we called them.
Okay. Now, if you went to the store and got 25 pounds of cornmeal, let's say, in a paper
bag.
Okay. Now you'd say you're getting a what of cornmeal? A what of meal?
We're getting a bag of it, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever say a poke of meal?
We generally say a sack.
A sack of meal.
Yeah.
Okay.